The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Continuing your practice. Remembering relaxation. Are you aware? Recognizing awareness. And gently connecting to what is obvious. With a gentle, light touch of effort, connecting, reminding yourself about awareness. And noticing what awareness knows. That gentle, persistent effort and encouragement to connect with awareness supports a continuity of mindfulness and the power of mindfulness. Strengthens with continuity. As mindfulness becomes continuous, it can see more deeply into our human experience. Can understand relationships. Conditions between experiences and see how things happen. Different ways that our practice can support this continuity. And one is this gentle, persistent effort. And yet there's some different ways of making effort as the momentum of mindfulness develops. It's helpful actually to sometimes make less conscious effort, beginning to get familiar with the experience of mindfulness itself, noticing when mindfulness gets wobbly, as in that analogy of the scooter. When mindfulness feels a little bit disconnected, that's when to bring the effort in. And we can make effort by consciously checking in, asking the questions, am I aware? What is obvious? And the pacing of those questions, how frequently we remind ourselves, something to be attuned to. What supports our mindfulness? How frequently to remind ourselves about awareness? Sometimes it's helpful to back off of the number of words in the questions and to support a quieter mind, maybe just aware. What's here? Or of what? It might more just be like an inner question, not worded, but just, And also as we develop the skill of recognizing awareness and what's obvious, we just can simply know we are aware and know what's happening without consciously asking those questions. And as the momentum of mindfulness gets stronger, rather than the effort being about remembering to be aware, the effort can be more about, or the it's not so much the effort, but there can be a natural movement towards curiosity and interest as our minds get interested in an experience. There's a kind of a natural non-doing kind of effort that happens. When we're curious about what's happening in our hearts and minds, awareness will begin to follow. questions may arise. Or we can kind of ask ourselves questions. How is this felt in the body? What else is happening with this? Sometimes we can consciously bring in questions, and that can support the curiosity or the interest. Sometimes our minds will just naturally ask questions. Wisdom can ask questions. Another generally useful question to support curiosity. And again, this is when we ask questions, it's not about trying to figure out the answer. It is more like ringing the doorbell and seeing what happens after we've rung the doorbell. What happens after we've asked the question? Another generally useful question, especially if there's a little struggle or the mind is getting hooked to something. As the mind is struggling or getting hooked to something, when the mindfulness gets lost, there's something we're missing. Something the mind picks up off and follows that we've not noticed. And so a question: what am I not seeing? Very similar to the what else is happening right now. Being willing to be shown rather than figuring it out for yourself. Another support for continuity to help us stay connected. Again, sometimes especially when there's a little struggle going on in the mind, or a big struggle going on in the mind, is reminding yourself of wisdom. Wisdom that you've heard from teachers or talks or books, or wisdom that you've understood yourself. Maybe this won't last. It's impermanent. It will change. Simpler language, more familiar language. It will change. Sometimes reminding ourselves of these wisdoms helps the mind relax a little bit so that it can be a little more easeful in what's happening. Other kinds of wisdom. It's just this. It's just anger. It's just frustration. It's just unpleasant. Sometimes we can remind ourselves about the conditioned nature of what's happening. That this is coming up because of conditions, how we've been in the past, things that have happened to us, our ways our family taught us. So many different conditions come together. We can just remind ourselves, conditions, it's like this with conditions. Or a phrase Sayadaw often suggests, this is nature. It's just, this is the tree that's growing right now. Trees grow because of nature, because it's their nature to grow in various conditions. They grow in different ways. And what's happening right now is like that. It's appearing with conditions. This is nature. Some other language that came up for me was the of course recognition. Of course this is happening. Of course, due to conditions. All of these reminders, these wisdom reminders, can help us to remember it's not personal. What's happening feels very personal, but it's just the processes of body and mind connecting to the conditions that this being has lived through, relating to the impermanent, unreliable experience that's nature. It's just this. And our minds sometimes can relax and hold things a little more easily with these wisdom reminders. What is actually happening in this moment? Are you aware? And what is the truth of this moment? The experience of the present moment is a truth of the moment. These body sensations, these arisings, knowing the thought is a thought. This emotion arising in this moment, known. What's true right now? not the content kind of true, but the experiential kind of true. Sometimes when we can align ourselves with what's true, our mind can relax. That truth including, it's not personal, it's human. It's human that this is arising right now. Respecting and honoring that truth. It gives a kind of dignity to our practice.